Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date on all the news you should know about. Today, the Lackawanna County Sheriff wants two deputies investigated. And more people are training as registration for the Steamtown Marathon rises. It's Thursday, June 11th. Let's get into it. We'll start with the sheriff today. Lackawanna County's sheriff wants two of his deputies investigated for possibly abusing overtime. As WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports, the sheriff is asking for a criminal investigation.
Lackawanna County Sheriff Mark McAndrew asked the district attorney to investigate two deputy sheriffs who faced an internal investigation into abusing overtime. Sources told WVIA in March that McAndrew began the internal investigation. Now he wants someone from outside to come in. District Attorney Brian Gallagher confirmed Wednesday he received McAndrew's request last week. Gallagher said he's asked the state attorney general's office to take over the case. He did that because his office has conflicts of interest. Deputy sheriffs are on the DA's SWAT team, provide security for his office, and transport prisoners to and from criminal court hearings. The attorney general's office confirmed getting Gallagher's request, but wouldn't confirm it will investigate. It usually doesn't confirm or deny investigations. McAndrew could not be reached for comment, but Gallagher released the sheriff's letter confirming the request. In the letter, McAndrew says the deputies allegedly received about $20,000 per year in overtime over at least the past 3 years. McAndrew said that raises serious concerns about theft and requires an investigation. The letter names the deputies, but WVIA is withholding the names because they haven't been charged with a crime. Both remain suspended. I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Find more of that story at WVIA.org. Staying in Lackawanna County now for a different story. The People of Hope Traveling Museum highlights how Catholic charities around the country provide services to those in need. The interactive museum is a 53-foot tractor trailer that parked outside the Everhart Museum in Scranton on Wednesday. WVIA's Kat Bolas stopped by.
Inside is a poverty simulator. People are asked to budget as if they're an elderly widow on a fixed income. Mickey Shergalis' father worked for Catholic Social Services of the Diocese of Scranton.
I could see people that my father had talked about, you know, when he would come home from work, and it was just, you know, very moving.
The museum is a project of Catholic Charities USA. Inside is also a listening library and an audio booth where people can record their own stories. Joe Mahoney is CEO of Catholic Social Services.
So they didn't just come up to Scranton and say, look what we're doing around the country. They came up to Scranton and say, what are you doing there? Tell us your story.
Scranton Bishop Joseph Bambera says Scranton may not be a big city, but people here still struggle to make ends meet.
Everything that you see in this exhibit speaks to somebody in our area.
A table of white cards and a pen is one of the last stops in the museum. People are asked to reflect on their experience. Those sentiments are then shared at the museum's next stop. In Scranton, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Ide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. So if you've seen more people out for runs lately, there might be a reason for that. Organizers are seeing a rise in registrations for the Steamtown Marathon in October. WVIA's Haley O'Brien found a group training for the marathon and spoke to local runners about their love for the sport.
Every runner has a story. Kevin Harding's began when he was 62.
I started running when I was 62.
Oh, wow.
And my first race was at 70 at the Pits and Tomato Festival. It took me like 8 years to get in shape.
He ran his very first race in 2025 at the Pittston Tomato Festival, and he won.
The first race I ever ran in my life, I won it. I was, oh my, my head was like this. I couldn't get in the car. I was walking like this. I was going, whoa, whoa.
While not every runner has a win like that at their first race, they all have a victory of their own. Harding signed up for a spring trail run last month hosted by the Wyoming Valley Striders. The challenging 5.3-mile course guides runners up and down steep hiking trails at Francis Slocum State Park. The Wyoming Valley Striders is a Luzerne County running group that has been around for 50 years. Linda Woyner-Krisnavage is the race director.
We don't want people to think you have to be a member of the Wyoming Valley Striders to run in our races. You do not. The added benefit of becoming a member is getting our newsletter. We have a discount for our bigger races, as well as stored discounts at Valley Running and Scranton Running.
Scranton Running in Lackawanna County and Valley Running in Luzerne County serve as running hubs for northeastern Pennsylvania. There are weekly group runs at Valley Running Company every Wednesday at 6, and the Barrier Breakers training programs prepare runners for specific races happening locally throughout the year. Melody Ammenhauser started training with the group 2 years ago. Her goal was to run a fast 5K. After her first go at the 3.1-mile race was difficult.
I did that thinking that a 5K would be super easy, and it wasn't. So my goal was a good 5K. That's when I Googled running clubs in Scranton and saw the Barrier Breakers. And I showed up and I didn't know anybody.
She completed her first half marathon in April of this year, and now she plans to start training for the Steamtown Marathon. Samantha Conway also plans to run the Scranton Marathon in October. Running coaches guide them during training sessions.
They're always with us in all of our runs, always encouraging us, always giving us advice on like breathing, making sure we're drinking enough water, making sure that we're accountable and sticking to our pace and completing our workouts. And they're always there cheering us on. Everyone's always telling each other, good job. Like, it's a really nice community.
Dan Schreffler is a coach.
The Breaker program helped me come back from some issues I had with cancer. And last year, I actually had an opportunity to run a marathon all because of this group. It was tremendous. 61 ran a marathon.
The 2026 Steamtown Marathon is October 11th. Training begins June 16th.
My goal with the marathon, honestly, is to finish it. And I know that this group is going to take me there and take me across the finish line.
I'm Haley O'Brien, WVIA News.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories, as always, at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Enjoy your Thursday, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.